Imagine that one day someone offers you a job. Here's the deal. You must carry some papers from Philadelphia to Los Angeles. Get to LA, and your reward will be $3,000. Okay. But there is a catch. You have to walk. You need the dough, so you set out. You walk and walk, hard marches. And one day the boss calls to say, "What, you're only in Ohio? What's wrong with you?" "Walking's hard. If you sent money for a bus ticket, I could get there faster." "Boy, you are a whiner. Tiger Woods manages to get to LA in one day." "Tiger Woods has his own plane. He doesn't have to walk." That is immaterial. Problem is, you're carrying too much weight. Drop stuff from your backpack, and if you need money, do some odd jobs for cash. So you strip down to essentials. You pause to mow lawns, pick berries. And in this way, you make it to Iowa. You're lean, fit, doing 40 miles a day. And that is when the Commonwealth Foundation puts out a report saying you're a greedy, incompetent slob. You need either to reform or be left in Des Moines to rot. Okay, so now you know what it's like to be Bill Height, who runs the Philadelphia school system. Now, the Philly schools are far from perfect, but no matter their flaws, they don't deserve the illogical rhetoric being spewed from Harrisburg as the latest school fiscal crisis plays out. A recent policy brief from the Libertarian Commonwealth Foundation captures almost every canard of this debate in slick, multicolor charts. Let's list a few. The Philly schools spend too much. They already get more than their fair share of state money. Their test scores show that money doesn't matter. Now, the truth, point by point. If Philly spends too much, then the real scandal is Montgomery County, where school systems spend roughly 25% more per student on kids who generally have fewer needs. Philly gets more state aid than, say, Lower Merion, because that's how the state constitution says to divvy up the money as a matter of equity. And if money doesn't matter, why do the districts that spend the most of it have the best scores? Much of the rhetoric out of Harrisburg this summer about the Philly schools has been so deficient in basic arithmetic and rudimentary logic that the speakers should be disqualified from offering an opinion until they undergo some remedial education themselves. I'm Chris Satullo.